We are back.
Yep, we're back, baby.
Podcast.
We are back. Man, good to be back here and talking sports with you guys.
So, Vaughn Knowledge, Ben, and JJP.
Yep, we're back.
How about the Iowa loss?
Ah, man.
We were both in attendance.
Yep, where were you sitting at, actually? I
don't even know how to explain it, yo. It was, what section were you?
135, like right down below.
I was like above you. I was like at the 300 something.
We could have ran into each other, bro. Yeah.
It was too cold.
Bro,
there,
so I told you this before we were walking in here. I was like, all right, Iowa, we scored that. We're going to go down there. We're going to win. And me and my brother and a couple of friends, we went down there to the very very end where you can go out and storm. And we were sitting there. I was like, I got a bad feeling about this game. And what did we do? Once Oregon got a field goal range, I'm like, this is over. We're not winning this game.
He hit that like 30-yard pass, and that was game.
Yeah, that was game. I knew Oregon was going to win that game. But like, here's the thing I don't get. It's like, why is Iowa not blitzing the quarterback? Like, blitz the quarterback. Like, what is he going
to sit back and try to?
Yeah, don't give him like 30 seconds to wind up and throw in the pocket, bro. Like,
and they couldn't stop the run all game.
No, their running back was just running all over you. Like. Do I think Oregon's an elite team? No. I mean, their best win this season is against Iowa. Think about that for a minute. Their best win of the season.
That was their first win against a top 25 team.
Yeah, and now Iowa's going to be unranked. Do I think Iowa should have been ranked to come into this game? No, I don't. Iowa hasn't beaten a good team this year. Do you agree with that? I mean,
no.
They haven't.
All the good teams that they've lost to like one possession.
Exactly.
Top 25 but teams. Indiana, Iowa State, and then Oregon.
Iowa State's not that good of a team. They're not. Iowa should. If Iowa would have played them again, I think Iowa would have been by two scores. But I don't. Do I think Iowa should have been ranked? No. I mean, they haven't beaten a good team this year. To be able to be ranked, you have to beat the good teams. And speaking of Indiana, did you see that game?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That, bro.
Did you see the
Gus Johnson call? God! Touchdown! Wow! he's a goat, man. I love Gus Johnson.
He really went to like another octave.
Bro was on another planet after that. But yeah, so what are your thoughts on the Iowa game? Like, what do you think about?
Really, like, it's just the fact that they started off with that safety.
Yeah, like, bro, what do you...
That killed him.
Their long snapper and Wiegand's fumble, too. Like, that didn't help. Like,
but the thing is, did you hear that? There was like an inadvertent whistle. So, like, the offensive players weren't going for the ball when it was a fumble. Because, like, the ref whistled. So, like, that's dead.
Mm-hmm.
That play's over when you whistle. But they said, oh, yeah, sorry about that. They're going to review it. They're going to say, like, yeah, sorry, it shouldn't have happened. But, like, that doesn't change anything.
And them taking the 2 points off the board, like, that. But it wouldn't have mattered either because Oregon would have kicked that game-winning field goal. But like...
That 2-point conversion was crazy, though. It like went into the air.
It tipped up, and it
was crazy.
But yeah, Wiegand had an off game. I just feel like he wasn't himself. But part of the reason why is because they didn't kick to him. That's an off game for Wiegand, right? And yeah.
That safety that kicked him off. And
yeah.
But Oregon was driving down the field, and he got that pick in the end zone. That was big.
Yeah. But then you have to take advantage. You have to score. You can't keep settling for field goals. Like, I'm tired of seeing Iowa settle for field goals against Oregon. To be able to beat good teams, you have to score the ball. You really do. You can't keep settling for field goals. It's disappointing. And now it doesn't get easier from here. We have to go to USC and play them at USC. But I mean, remember the last time we played against USC? What happened? 2019? USC fans, I know you remember that. You can't cover that game up if you're a USC fan. I know you remember that game. Don't act like you don't know. You know who's on the call for that game? The legendary Gus Johnson. Touchdown, Hawkeyes. But remember Mirsif Marset?
Mm-hmm.
Ran all over them. Wasn't even...
He's so tough.
He's... this guy is explosive.
But like...
Yeah.
I'm just still thinking about this game, yo. That 60-yard field goal was crazy. Did you see that?
Yeah,
like
dude.
A 50, 58.
It was a 58, yeah. But then he'll come back and miss like a 45-yarder. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Like, Drew Stevens is good, but like, do I think he's an elite? Yeah, he's so inconsistent. Like, he'll make a 58-yarder, and then he'll come back, and then he'll miss like a 42-yarder, which doesn't make any sense to me. But yeah, I'm disappointed. Do I think Oregon's a great team? No, I don't. I mean, their best win this season is against Iowa. I mean, as much as Oregon fans don't want me to say that, that's their best win this year. And... So, yeah, I'm still trying to fathom that loss. You know, it's not easy, but I'll get over it. And it doesn't get easier from here. We have to go to USC and all that stuff. But, it's crazy, man. I can't believe that.
Had to sit through that cold,
I had to
wet,
sit through.
Rainy,
it wasn't really cold.
Yeah,
it was just rainy.
Rainy.
Yeah.
Like the whole game. And it was like mist, and it was like shot back at me with the wind.
Yeah, like I had to sit through that. Like, Phil, blitz the quarterback.
Well, I was hyped when Mark ran in, and then Oregon just went right down the
field. Yeah, because you don't try to blitz the quarterback at all. Like, bro, blitz the quarterback. Like, it's not that hard, bro. Like, come on. Like, I don't understand what Iowa was doing. Like, it's just so dumb. Like, if Phil Parker was a good defense coordinator, he would know to blitz the quarterback. Like, I just don't understand why he's not blitzing. Blitz the quarterback. It's not that hard. If you would have blitzed that quarterback, I guarantee you I would have won that game. I mean, I'm serious. I think I would have won that game. And so, yeah, man. And speaking of that, did you watch the Iowa versus Evansville game, that women's game?
No. I saw that they blew him out.
Oh, it wasn't even close. Molly Davis came back. Welcome back. Mm-hmm. Molly Davis came back.
That was her team that they played, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Evansville, yep. Came back and got a good win against Evansville, and good to see Molly Davis. Yep, shout out Molly Davis. A dog, man. Wasn't a great player at Iowa. Was just a role player, kind of what they needed.
She was like a glue girl.
Like a Kate Martin type. Yeah, she was like a Kate Martin, and it was unfortunate to see her go down with an injury like that in the March Madness game, because she was really a tough player. Knew her role, understood her role, understood her assignment, and It was good to see. I didn't watch any of the game because I was at the Bears game getting my Bears victory. But speaking of that, how about them Bears? We get another victory, another last second victory against the New York Giants and Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is terrible. He needs to retire.
I'm going to be honest with you. If Jackson Dart was still in that game, I think we would have lost.
I don't think they would have had a chance.
No.
Jackson Dart was low key.
He was cooking.
He's tough.
He was cooking. Shout out Jackson Dart. Good quarterback. But like, I firmly believe if Jackson Dart was still in that game and he didn't go out with a concussion, we would have lost that game. I mean, I'm not trying to hate on us. I think we'd have lost, but shout out the Bears. Another tough, hard-nosed, gritty victory against the Giants. And man, why do the Bears keep giving me heart attacks every single week, bro? Like, can I just sit back and enjoy one game for the Bears and not give me a heart attack? Like, my Lord, bro. Like, it's like this every single week with this team. I can never just sit back and relax and just enjoy a win. Like, every single week they have to give me a heart attack, man. Why do you do it? It's not funny. Like, I almost had a heart attack yesterday. I was actually at a bar watching the 85 Bears Bar West and in Waukee. Great bar. With a bunch of Bears fans. But yeah, for us to come back and in the fourth quarter to come back and dominate and get that win against the Giants, it just shows you the culture is changing, right? And if we have Matt Eberflus, we don't win that game. Ben Johnson is changing the culture of this team. Ben Johnson is bought into these players. These players should be bought into Ben Johnson because Ben Johnson cares. He wants his team to do well. He wants his team to succeed. And do you see Ben Johnson's chance after the game, what he says? How about that? Let's go, baby. It's just
and they actually got Romo Dusen to catch this week.
Bro, he's so inconsistent, bro. Like, he'll have a big catch and he'll just drop one like out of nowhere, bro. I don't get it. And you know who needs to play more for the Bears? Luther Burden.
Yeah, he does.
Bro,
he had like 50 yards.
Yeah, I know. And Olamide Zaccheaus is terrible, bro. Yeah, he drops so we could have won that game by two touchdowns if he would have caught that pass, bro. Like, it's just it's frustrating. It really is. But, for the Bears to be able to fight back and get that victory against a Giants team that was really bad coming in. And do you think this is the end for Brian Daboll? I mean, do you think he could be...
Nah, he low-key just doesn't. Like, it wasn't even his fault. They really would have won if Jackson
Yeah, it wasn't his, game. But like...
And they got Scatabu out for this season. Yeah, like, well,
what do you want him to do?
Neighbors is out, too.
Yeah, like, what do you want him to do? Like... But
I'd rather start Jameis Winston instead of Russell Wilson for real.
Are you serious? You'd rather start Jameis? Yes. Why? Like, why?
Because he's going to get the ball down the field. Like, he's going to throw five interceptions, but he'll get you five touchdowns. You feel me? Like,
yeah, no. Remember that season he do like 30 touchdowns and 30 picks?
But like, he's going to get the ball down the field, but like, I know. It might not be the right
Florida
team.
State Jameis was tough. Like, he was slinging that thing with Jimbo Fisher at Florida State. But yeah, man. Just a great win by the Bears. What are your thoughts on Ben Johnson? Do you like the guy? What are your thoughts on him? I want to hear.
Like,
you.
I loved him on the Lions, and he's doing pretty good for the Bears. So
I love his good. But you know what I got for you? You know what I got? Like, I know I love what Ben Johnson does in the locker room, and you know what the highlight of my week is? waiting for the video of the good, better, best drop. That's the best part of my week. You know why? Because it gets me going every week. I love hearing that. And so, yeah, shout out to Bears. Got it done again against a gritty, hard-nosed football team, the Giants. Way to come out. Way to get that victory in. Caleb, shout out you. You're a dog, man. Leading your team on the back. He's got ice in his veins, like Ben Johnson said. And I'm really happy for my Bears. We're above 500. And you know who we have next? The Minnesota Vikings. Ooh. At Minnesota. We're going to get revenge for that. For what happened the first week. We should have won that game. And reality, we should be 8-1. I mean, reality, we should. Our only loss should be to the Lions.
They got blown out that week.
Hey, we're 6-3 now. We're 6-3 now. We bounce back. We've gotten wins that last year I don't think we get with Matt Eberflus. I really don't. I really don't think we get those wins. But shout out Bears. Shout out Ben Johnson.
They
great
play on Black Friday as well.
Yep. Eagles, man. At Eagles. It's going to be hard. And so, yeah, I'm really proud of our team and how hard we fought. And so, yeah, man, it was a gritty, hard-nosed win against the great football team and the Giants. And
Did you watch that early game, the Berlin game?
No, but I saw that the Colts won.
In overtime. It was a crazy game.
What was the score? Do you remember?
31-25.
Against the Falcons? Was Kirk Cousins starting or Michael Penix?
Michael Penix.
Do you think they should go back to Kirk Cousins? Or?
I think they gave up on him too soon.
Yeah. Like, I feel like in the NFL, like, but you said that you saw the Titans do the same thing. Yeah. They gave up on Will Levis. Do I think Will Levis was a bad...
One bad year.
Yeah. Do I think Will Levis was a bad quarterback? No. I think he did well. But I think in the NFL, you see, like, you know, teams giving up on quarterbacks way too early. Will Levis wasn't bad. He really wasn't. And what if Cam Ward doesn't work out? What do you do then? Do you draft another quarterback?
That's what the Browns do every single year. They get a quarterback, trade him away, or it doesn't work out, and then they drop the new one.
I've said that before, and I'm going to say it again. Getting rid of Baker Mayfield was a mistake.
That was their franchise.
Never, ever, ever should have got rid of him. And look how he's doing now, balling out with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now, who should have beaten the Patriots yesterday, by the way. Shout out to the Buccaneers.
Shout out Drake May.
I know. Shout out Mike Vrabel, too. Great coach. Drake May is a great quarterback. And what are your thoughts on the Patriots? Do you think they can win the Super Bowl this year? Do you think that Drake May can win MVP?
I think that's a little too far. I think Drake May can definitely win MVP if he keeps playing like this. But they're just, like, too young and not experienced enough.
But they have a good coach, though, experienced coach. Yeah. Mike Vrabel is a good coach. I like what he's doing.
They have a chance, definitely. Like, they're underdogs.
Yeah.
They can definitely get there, but I don't think they're the favorites.
Oh, did you see the Bills yesterday?
Yeah.
What happened?
Terrible. To the Dolphins?
Bro, the Chiefs should have beat the Bills. If the Dolphins can beat them with the 2-7 record. What are your thoughts on the Chiefs this year? Like, do you think that they're off, or, like, what do you think?
They were off at the start. They weren't, like, clicking, obviously because of Xavier Worthy. And Rashi Rice is back now, too. But I think the Chiefs are definitely better now.
But what happened against the Bills? The Dolphins can beat them. Why can't the Chiefs? Like, I don't know. But,
It's because, like, he lets Josh Allen beat him in the regular season.
Yeah, wait till playoffs come.
He's like, yeah, you can beat me in the regular season. I'll take the day off, but I'll beat you in the playoffs.
Yeah, when it matters most.
When it comes time.
Doesn't Josh Allen only have, like, one win against him in the playoffs? I don't think he has one.
I'm pretty sure he's the one.
Bro, it's 0-4.
Because it's, like, always in the AFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl.
And then he loses. Speaking of the Chiefs, I don't think they're going to win a division this year.
Mm-mm, it's going to be the Broncos.
It is. Like, I don't...
It's literally like the 2015 standings all over again.
It is.
Like the Colts, the Broncos, the Patriots are all up there.
But and the Broncos don't even have a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. And they're somehow just... Bro, they should beat the Raiders by so much, bro. Like, they only beat the Raiders by, like, two. But, hey, a win's a win. But, like, if you're the Broncos, like, you got to feel... Like, my brother is actually a Broncos fan. So he gives me crap all the time. He's like, why are you at the Chiefs, bro? Like, you're a bandwagon. I'm like, bro... You need to stop, bro. Like, you literally... My brother is the most bandwagon Broncos fan I ever meet. Like, he only likes the Broncos because they won a Super Bowl. I'm like, bro, I've been a Bears fan my whole life. My dad was a Bears fan. My grandpa was a Bears fan. And I'm a diehard Bears fan. Always have been, always will be, no matter what. And
they haven't had a good quarterback since, like, Peyton Manning.
Yeah. I mean, they got through Case Keenum, Teddy Bridgewater, Paxton Lynch, Brock Osweiler. There's other ones I'm missing. I can't think of any more, but those are the ones that come to my head. And they got through a lot of head coaches too. Vic Fangio, shout out him, by the way. Great defensive coordinator for the Bears. Led the Monsters of the Midway for the Bears. And this is kind of feeling like 2015 all over again, for real. The Chiefs are not going to win you know what? They won the division for 9 straight years in a row. That's going to come to an end.
Crazy.
And then watch them come alive in the playoffs.
They're just going to make the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, bro, I don't know how they're going to do it, but Yeah, man.
Did you see Jonathan Taylor's stats, though?
No.
He had 286, like, scrimmage yards and 3 touchdowns.
Oh, man.
He's making a case for MVP.
Okay.
I think he should have went Offensive Player of the Year at least.
No. Here's my thing. If you win MVP, you should win NFL Offensive Player of the Year. Like, how do you... Like, Mahomes won MVP in 2022.
It's MVP... So obviously you'd be the best offensive player. I don't understand
if you're the MVP, how are you not the offensive player of the year?
It's just like they make the MVP a QB award and then the offensive player of the year, whoever.
And honestly, I don't think there should be an OPY award. Mm-hmm. I really don't. It should just be overall MVP.
Sources just told me Brian Daboll is out as the Giants head coach.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it just happened right now.
Are you for real?
He just got let go. Adam Schefter. Just happened.
Are you serious?
Yes, it just happened right now. They just fired him.
Bro, it's not his fault.
It's literally not.
Oh, my. No, I'm not saying it's Brian. It's not Daboll's fault at all. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Russell Wilson, who's terrible, is playing. Like, do I think it's all on Brian Daboll? No. His quarterback went out yesterday. What is he supposed to do? Like, play well? Malik Nabers is out. Jackson Dart is out. Scadaboo is out. Like, what do you want the man to do? Like, I don't understand, like... I don't know like what people want from him. Do I think Brian Daboll was a mistake? Yes. I don't think it's his fault at all. I don't know
what they want. Like, Malik Nabers is out, your best receiver.
Yeah. Scadaboo is out. Jackson Dart is out. Like, what do you want him to do? Like,
he got to Russell Wilson.
He can't do anything about it. Like, it's not his fault. Like, but yeah, man, Giants, what are you doing? Joe Schoen, or how do you ever say his name? I don't know how to say it, but what are you doing, man? Like, that is such a mistake by you, man. Don't. And I bet he gets another coordinator. What if he comes back to the Bills and becomes a coordinator again? I don't know, man. But yeah, I think that was a mistake by the Bills firing. Sorry, not the Bills, the Giants firing him. And so yeah, man. Milwaukee Northwest Wolves, man. How about them Wolves, baby? Let's go. We got a great win against a great Sioux City team.
To the dome.
First time ever. We make history. We go into the dome. First time ever in Waukee Northwest state football history. Shout out Waukee Northwest. Shout out my brother, Charlie Hammer, sophomore on the team. Gets to witness history. And shout out my Wolves, man. We made history. And that's a great Sioux City team. Did you see any of the game? Did you watch any of it?
No.
So... I believe Sioux City scored first, actually. No, we did. And then Sioux City actually came back. And you know, here's what Sioux City did. You're never going to believe this. They kicked 2 onside kicks, and they got both of them.
What?
They got both of them. Sioux City East
got... at the end of the game?
No. This is at the regular? Yeah, this is at the very beginning of the game. They got both of them. And as a Wolves fan, I was mad, bro. I was like, come on, we gotta defend that. How do you not get that, bro? Like, I was getting so mad at the end. I was like, you gotta defend that. And what did Sioux City East do? They marched right down there to the field and they scored. Because you know why? Because we don't know how to defend. We don't know how to do the little things like that. And if you're Northwest, ma'am, we fought back. We got the victory against a well-coached Sioux City East team, and I'm just really, really happy for my Wolves. You know, it's cool, right? Because we're doing something that's never been done before. We're going to the Dome, something that, Northwest has never done before, man. And shout out Milwaukee Northwest Wolves.
Running back had 5 touchdowns.
Shout out Ryan Rudolph, man. Great running back. Ryan Rudolph, if you're listening to this or if you listen to my podcast, you're a dog, man. Great running back. We also have good receivers, too. Jordan Green, Isaiah Oliver, Joe Vineyard's an underrated tight end for sure. And our quarterback. You don't know our quarterback stats?
He still hasn't thrown an interception yet?
Nope. 31 touchdowns. No, 29 touchdowns, 0 picks, 2,776 passing yards as a junior in high school. We're gonna be big and better. We're gonna be back to the Dome next year, man. We got pretty much everybody back. We got Jordan Green back, who's gonna be a senior. We got Joe Vineyard. Paulo Tabungay's back, a rising sophomore running back. A couple of our linemen are gonna be back. Our defense is gonna be back, and my brother will be back on the team, Charlie Hemmer. hopefully he does well. And so, yeah, man, we play against Iowa City Liberty next and Scott Chandler, who, you know, crazy enough, Scott Chandler, their head coach, played football at Iowa and played in the NFL. So it's getting me cool to, you know, see Northwest. And you know what's crazy? So Liberty opened up in 2017. Northwest opened up in 2021. So this is kind of a battle of new schools that have opened recently. So it's going to be cool to, you know, for us to play against Liberty. And yeah, man, just very, very excited for my Wolves, man. I hope that we, hopefully that we do well. And yeah, man, shout out Waukee Northwest football team, man. We, we're making history, baby. We're making history. We're going places that nobody thought we'd do at the beginning of the year. And I didn't think we'd be good. I mean, as a diehard Northwest fan myself, I don't think we'd be good. I mean, I really don't. How did you? I mean,
I have no idea.
You didn't. You didn't know. If you didn't know Northwest, because of me, man. Like, but yeah, man. I didn't think we'd be good. I didn't think that. You know, we'd have a good team this year. And I'm not trying to hate. I'm not hating at all on our team. I just stating reality here. I don't think we'd be good. I really didn't.
I ran there my senior year. Like, I ran there on your guys' track.
What do you think of it?
It was low-key pretty good. And I was like, are they even known for anything? Like, do they have a good football team? And everyone was like, nah, they're low-key mid. That's what everyone said.
Wait, so when I was there, my senior year, well, last year, we were like a one away from going. So we were at the, you know how, like, we played against Indianola and we won? We were at that stage and we lost. And I think my senior class was holding them back. Like, shout out my senior class. We were a good class, but I just don't think we were athletic enough. I mean, I really don't. We had some guys that were good. Andrew Eastman was pretty good. He played football. Drake. Jack Vineyard, who is the coach's nephew, was pretty good. He plays at UNI right now, and I expect Jack Vineyard to be there at the game on Friday. Northwest alum, played for Northwest, plays for UNI right now. I expect him to be there. Landon Kennan, I expect to be there, also plays at UNI. Went to Northwest, I expect to be him there at the Uni Dome. And, so, yeah, man, I'm just very, very proud of you know, our team and how hard we fought all year, man, and proving people wrong. Proven doubt is wrong. It feels good, right? It feels good knowing that we're making history and that we're going to the Dome. And I'm just so proud of this team, man. How hard we fought all year. How many, you know, just how many wins we've had to come through that we wouldn't have had last year. And yeah, man, it's a good time to be a Wolves fan for sure. And you know, I'm just I'm really, really excited for us. And so yeah, man. Kansas basketball. Did you catch the game against UNC? Did you watch any of it?
Oh, I did. I watched like the second quarter.
I actually did not watch any because I was at the Northwest game. So I saw we had a big lead at halftime, and then we just came out.
And they just didn't know what to, like
we didn't know
it,
what
it
to do.
It was like they got on a hot streak and then they got a cold.
Darren was hot. Darren was very hot. And so yeah, man. I'm very disappointed in how Kansas played. I watched some of the highlights of the game, and Kansas just came out flat-footed in the second half and didn't know how to score, you know, for some reason. Darren did well. I mean, what else are we going to expect from Darren?
I saw Bryson Tiller.
Dog, man. Bryson Tiller, I think, is going to be a great player for Kansas. I think he's going to surprised a lot of people this year, and I think he's gonna you know, carry the load for us you know, when Darren is gonna have an off night. But do I think this loss hurts Kansas? No, I don't. I think that it's hard, you know, to go in there and to get a win against a great North Carolina team. And we're back at home tomorrow against Texas A&M Corpus Christi at 7:00 at home at Allenfield House. So yeah, look for Kansas to get a bounce back win here against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. And you see the Iowa men score at all against Western Illinois. Saddle they won by a lot. Bennett Sturts did his thing. Shout out Bennett Sturts. Liberty, Missouri's own, man.
Have you seen the Boozer Twins?
I saw them in the expedition game. How did they do?
They're doing pretty good.
How many points are they averaging? Isn't Caden the better one?
No, Cameron is.
He's the better one?
They're both five stars, but Cameron was like
number two.
Yeah.
He was behind Darren, actually.
Caden was like 14 or something.
Yeah.
Cameron's averaging 20.
Is that the one that's starting?
Yeah. I think they both start.
No, I think Cameron starts.
Cameron starts. And then Caden's averaging...
How many?
Eight.
Eight?
But like he had 2 points the first game in 14. So like He's just going to be inconsistent, I feel like.
Okay, here's the thing. I think he should be a four-star recruit. I'm not trying to hate on the dude. I think he's a good player, but I think him being overshadowed by his brother, like, do I think Caden's a good player? Yes. I'm not saying he's not a good player. I'm just saying that I think he should have been a four-star recruit. Do I think he's as good as Caden? No, I don't. I don't think he's as good as Caden. I think he's a good player, but I don't think he's as good as Caden Boozer and which one's better?
Cameron.
Yeah, I don't think he's as good as Cameron. But, yeah, I think he should have been a four-star. Obviously, you know, son of Carlos Boozer, Duke great, and NBA player, played for the Bulls, actually. And Kansas, speaking of Iowa, they play against Xavier this Friday at 7 o'clock. Unfortunately, I will not be able to watch it because I'll be at the Unidome. I'm disappointed. You know what? I'm really disappointed they put these games during Northwest games, man. Like, come on, bro, like... I know that you scheduled this before the season started, but, like, you could at least put the game on Thursday or Wednesday. Like, why does it gotta be on, I got the same day that I, this is the second game in a row that I have to miss because of the Unidome, man, like, because of Northwest having a game. Like,
you just gotta pull up on your phone and just watch both.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I mean, it's frustrating, man, like. You know what? Speaking of that, I'm disappointed it took down Stream East. Stream East was a great place to watch. Like, I would just watch March Madness games on my laptop on the time there at school. And, like, why would they take down Stream East, bro?
Like, it's not necessary. Like, I'm not the one doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the one uploading the video.
Yeah, I'm just watching them. Yeah, I'm just watching it, bro. Like, when games weren't on, I would just go to Stream East and watch it. But, yeah, I'm very, very disappointed that they took Stream East off of there, man. I don't know why they would do that. And, so, yeah, I'm very – whoever channels the Iowa games, man, like, why would you do that during a Northwest game, bro? Like, I don't understand what they were trying to do. But, yeah, man, it's very, very unfortunate. And, yeah, so I hope Iowa wins against Xavier. I think that they're, you know, the better team. And so, yeah. NBA talk, how are your –
They just had a bad loss, but like
who they played against?
They played the Hawks without Trae Young.
Did they have Dyson?
Yeah.
What about this Rishashe?
Yeah, they had him, but like I guess they're gonna lose at some point. They can't go undefeated.
Yeah, you can't.
They're gonna lose at some point, and like they only had Luka. Awesome reason LeBron are still out.
So do you like the Lakers because of LeBron?
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
So you're bandwagon.
With LeBron, yeah. I'm a LeBron bandwagon. You can say that.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, I followed him. Like,
you could say I'm a Warriors bandwagon, though, too, because I followed him because of Steph Curry and KD.
I was born into the Cavaliers era, then he went to the Heat, and then I became a Heat fan, then he went back to the Cavaliers, and then he went to the Lakers.
I follow him around. You've, like, four different teams in the past, like, 10 years.
All because LeBron.
Okay, that's fair. You can have your, you know,
because I don't really like watch sports for teams. Like
I don't either.
Like I like cheer for the players and like support the players. Like I don't really have like
same teams. Same. But like in the playoffs, I cheer for the Warriors just because I like Curry and you know all them. But yeah, man. So how many points did Luka drop? Do you know or
the last game?
Yeah,
he had like 22. So he's coming down from his 40-point average.
How tall is Luka?
6'8".
Is he? I thought he's like 6'4", 6'5".
Nah.
I'll look it up.
I'm pretty sure. He's averaging 37 now, but he still leads the league.
How tall is Luka?
He's averaging 37.
6'6".
He is?
Yeah. Hey, one more from being 6. It says 6'6" on here. I just got that notification too.
Yep.
It's not Dable's fault, man. It's really not. It's unfortunate, man. But yeah.
So the Lakers, the Thunder, are they still undefeated? I haven't seen.
I don't know.
They lost to
They lost.
Yeah, they lost to. I don't. I forgot.
You lost to the. Oh, they lost to the Spurs.
No. They lost to some bum team, I think.
Some bum
they
team.
They should not have lost. They lost to the Blazers.
They had to lose to some team.
Yeah, but like the Blazers, that's like...
You lost to the Blazers. Who is their best? Is Dame still playing or is he hurt?
He's still out for the season, I think.
He is?
They got like Jeremy Grant, Shaden Sharp, Drew Holiday.
Who?
That's what I'm saying.
They have a bunch of washed up.
They got Chris Murray.
Yeah, my Iowa dude. Shout out.
Playing him enough, though.
Bro, he needs to be starting, bro. Like, he needs to be. He's a good player.
He's just a clone of Keegan.
He's not as good as Keegan, but he's still pretty good. Except he's lefty. That's how you can tell the difference between two of them. Is Chris is left-handed.
When they were playing on Iowa, like they were both on the floor. I'm like, which one is which, yo? I can only tell the numbers.
No. Chris is lefty and Keegan's righty. That's how you can tell. Like, but yeah. So, man, it's a good time to be an NBA fan. I mean, if you're,
Spurs are back too. Wemby. De'Aaron Fox just came back too.
Was he hurt? Yeah, what happened to him?
Well, I don't know. Like his ankle or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, man. What are some of the other? Did you see the? What are some of your takeaways from the Indiana game that you saw?
I didn't watch it.
Ohio State? They look good. I think Ohio State. They're gonna win.
Like they're trying to say that Indiana is the number one. It's Ohio State.
It's Ohio State.
Like until they play each other, it's Ohio State.
And until Ohio State loses, bro? If they lose to Michigan again, bro, oh my gosh, bro, they better not lose to Michigan again, bro. Like, I think that's gonna be the real test for Ohio State is to see if they can beat Michigan this year. Even though they didn't win the championship last year, they still had two losses.
I'm not even lying. I think they might lose to Michigan when they get there.
You think? Why do you think that?
I think they have a chance to lose.
Why do you think that?
I think Michigan has a pretty decent team. Like Bryce Underwood and what's the running? Justice Haynes?
Justice Haynes, transfer from Alabama.
Pretty good.
But why do you think it is that Ohio State just cruises through the entire season and then Michigan comes and they just don't win?
It's just like a curse, I think, they've had.
Why? Like... Why like,
haven't they owned them the last however many years? But and then
2019, and then, yeah. 2020 comes around, and you just don't know how to win. Yeah, like, bro, like, why? Just
they had that curse on them so they could win this championship. That's why.
But you still lost to Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know.
You still lost. I think Ohio State will beat Michigan this year. I really do. I think that they're back to being, elite. And I mean, they were elite last year, but I mean, did you see Jeremiah Smith? He had like two touchdowns. Yeah. He's him, man. Okay, who do you think will win Heisman Trophy this year?
I think I'll give you the top four that are going to be there. Right. The Indiana quarterback, Mendoza.
Fernando Mendoza. Yep. Julian Sain.
Julian, yeah. Is he from
Ohio State quarterback?
Ty Simpson from Alabama. You think that?
I don't know. Jeremiah Smith. You got to put him in there.
But that's his quarterback is there.
But I think he's making him the quarterback.
That's definitely the... I'll give you five. Jeremiah Smith, and then I'll throw in who else is like top. I need to give me a second. Oh, did you see that linebacker that has like the linebacker got like the most votes for Heisman so far? Like midseason vote.
Oh.
Some dude from Texas.
Texas A&M?
I think it's Texas Tech.
Oh, Malcolm Rodriguez.
Yeah, him. He got the like they had like a voting
just because
thing.
They had one game against BYU doesn't make you.
They had like a voting game. I mean, like a voting for like midseason Heisman, and he got like all the vote. Like he was number one.
Is he really?
He was 24% of the votes.
There's no way a linebacker's gonna win the Heisman.
I hope not.
I hope not either. I hope that
you can't compare a linebacker to a quarterback.
No, you can't. And you can't. Who do you think's better? Do you think Mendoza's better or Saiyan? I think Mendoza's better, but...
I think Mendoza's better. It's just that saying... Like, if Mendoza had Jeremiah Smith, he'd look even better.
Not even close. They would win the national championship. But, yeah, like...
And he has his brother playing, too, behind him.
Alberto, yeah. Yo, little bro, come in. Come in.
Like, yeah, it's your time.
It's your time, little bro. Like, come on, man.
Take my steps.
Yeah, take my steps, man. But, yeah, man. Who do you think is going to win the Heisman? Who do you...
I think it's going to be Mendoza.
I do too. I just think that the way he's playing right now, I mean, so if you're Mendoza, do you come back to school for another year or do you go to the NFL?
I'd go to the NFL.
Because I've been seeing a lot of mock drafts where he could be the first pick to the Jets.
To the Jets? I don't know if I want to go to the Jets, actually.
Or the Saints. I saw a thing where he could go to the Saints.
Because like, it was supposed to be Arch Manning, but I don't.
He's overrated.
I don't even know if he's I don't know if he's going to get drafted anymore.
I don't even know if he's a top 20 quarterback. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I just... So, who do you... Give me your top three or top four for Heisman. Who do you think will be first, second, third, and fourth?
Mendoza's first.
Okay.
Saiyan second.
Jeremiah Smith third.
I don't... There's, like, no other competition for real, so I think I have to. Jeremiah Smith and then Ty Simpson from Alabama.
Why do you like Ty Simpson so much?
It's like, just, like... He just gives me the aura. Like,
but his team is kind of...
Yeah, I don't his like team, his team.
His team is just kind of like...
He has 21 touchdowns, one interception.
How does Mendoza have?
Mendoza is...
He's probably like 35 to like 2.
He has 26 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
How many passing yards does he have? Who has the most... Give me the college football stats this year. Like, who leads the league?
Passing yards, Walker Egitt is number one. You're not gonna know any of these players.
Who?
He's from San Jose State.
Wait, is the most passing yards? How does Mendoza not have the most passing yards?
You're not gonna the person that you would know that has it's Sawyer Robinson.
Wait, he has more passing yards than Mendoza?
And then there's Joey Aguilar.
Are you serious?
Jaden Maivia from USC.
There's no how many passing yards does Mendoza
Julian
have?
Julian Sand has more.
Than him?
Yeah.
How?
Mendoza.
How? I don't understand.
Ty Simpson has more. But passing touchdowns, he has he's tied for the most.
Who's he tied with?
Sawyer Robinson.
From Baylor?
Yeah.
But yeah, Baylor's a bad team.
They're just like the Bengals. Like, I guess their defense just gives up.
Their defense sells them every game.
And then Julian Sands has 24. Ty Simpson has 21. Passing, we already did that. Interceptions, I guess you would... I don't want the most interceptions. DJ Lagway has the most. He has 12.
Bro, he got benched.
Yeah.
He got benched. So did Garrett Nussmeier. Like, bro, what?
Speaking of that, freaking Rocco Bett has 9 interceptions.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's not a good quarterback at all. And for you IFC fans to say, he's a good bro, he's just not a good quarterback. You know why he was good last year? Because he had 2 good NFL receivers catching passes from him. That's why he was a good quarterback.
Now they're doing good in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly.
The Texans.
That's the reason why he was good last year, because he had 2 good receivers that were that's the reason why he was a good quarterback for sure. And
is that all you had for
What do you think about DJ Lagway and Garrett Nussmeier getting benched?
Garrett Nussmeier got benched?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Bro, I saw something where he was supposed to win the Heisman Trophy coming into this year, and he just got benched.
He was like top 3 or something.
I don't even think.
It was like Arch and him that were.
No, it was Arch, him, and Kate Klubnik.
Mm-hmm. And they all.
First, Brian Kelly gets fired. Now this. Hey, I saw some. The guy in LSU that's dating Lane Kiffin's daughter? It's like a curse. Like, I saw somewhere like. Before he was dating Lane Kiffin's daughter, his team was 4-0. Brian Kelly was still there. He didn't have any puking incidents at all. And then, Brian Kelly gets. And then after that happens, once he starts dating Lane Kiffin's daughter, Brian Kelly gets fired. He pukes like 2 times. He gets hurt. He misses a couple games. I mean, do you think
cursed? Yeah,
he's cursed.
That's like the Madden curse.
It is. Madden curse is a real thing. For any people that don't think the Madden curse is a real thing, Madden curse is a real thing. Like Saquon this year is having a down year because of the Madden curse. Like he's just he is like he's just he's having a Madden curse. I mean, that's
pretty simple. Okay.
Yeah, did you see Nico Harrison's on the hot seat? They said they're going to fire him. So.
They should.
They should have fired him after he traded Luka.
Yeah, they should have. He's not a good GM at all. He's a terrible GM.
They're starting 3-7, but it's also because they don't have their player that they traded Luka for, AD.
Yeah, he gets hurt. He's literally hurt like every single game, bro. Like, I don't know why you'd want to trade for him. Like, as a Lakers fan, you were probably happy that they traded away AD.
I'm like, no way they got rid of AD for Luka.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, man, I mean, what are you doing trading away the best player in your team, bro? Like, just why? Like, I just don't understand, like, why you would do that. Like, it's just,
I mean, at least they got Cooper Flagg, right?
It doesn't really make any sense to me. Like, why would you do that? Like, and plus, Cooper Flagg, good player and all, but like, man, like.
That's essentially like trading LeBron in his prime.
No, exactly, like it is.
It's crazy.
I'm just trying to find my notes here. What else I got? But yeah, man. I mean, like, it's just the same with like Baker Mayfield. Why would you trade him away if he's already the star of your team? Like, it's just like I don't even know, man. Like, it's just I'm just really frustrated by why they would why. But I'm not. My dad says, well, you're not a fan of the team, Mike. But you got to think of it logically. Right, like it's just a terrible.
He got finessed.
Yeah, who
he
me?
He didn't know Nico Harrison.
Oh,
he got finessed.
What are your thoughts on Rob Pelinka?
That's a great deal, Rob.
You like him?
Yeah, I mean, no, and yes, I like that he saved his career by trading for Luka. But like all those years that AD was hurt and that he didn't trade for a center or anything, that just hurt LeBron's prime.
You think so?
Yeah.
Here's a bonus thing. Here's real bonus knowledge right here. Do you know where Rob Pelinka played college basketball?
Where did he play?
Take a guess. I'm gonna let you think about this for a minute. he played with, he was before the Fab Five, actually. He played with Chris Webber. I was actually watching a game yesterday. He played against Iowa, and he played with Chris Webber, Juwan Howard, Ray Jackson, team. Jimmy King, all those guys, man.
He was part of that team?
Yep.
Michigan?
Yep. Michigan Wolverine. Michigan Wolverine himself, man. Look him up. He was actually pretty. You know where he's from? He's from Chicago, actually. I think he actually grew up a Bulls fan, actually. So, went to Lake Forest High School. So, yeah, man. I think he's 56, 55.
That boy looked good in his prime.
You know who he looks like? You know the actor Rob Lowe? Mm-hmm. He looks just like. Pull up a picture of him and Rob Lowe together. He looks just like Rob Lowe. I'm dead serious. Like, look up Rob Palenka, Rob Lowe.
The heck?
What?
That literally is him.
Who? Rob Lowe? I know. Like, he looks just like him. Like, am I not wrong? Like, he looks just like Rob Lowe. Like, they have the same name, too. So, I mean, like, you know.
They might be related.
They might be, like, Long Rock's brothers or something. Like, bro, honestly. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's great. So, what are your thoughts on him? Like, how long has he been the GM for? Do you know?
I don't know. How long is... It's like since LeBron was there, I think.
2018.
A year before, 2017.
So he was there for Luke Walton, I think. Wasn't he the coach in 2017? Yeah. So, yeah. So you started becoming a Lakers fan in 2018?
Yeah.
Do you remember the date that LeBron went to the Lakers?
The date?
Yeah.
No.
Do you remember where you were when LeBron signed? Did he sign with them, or did they? I would imagine that he traded.
He signed with them after this Cavaliers contract ended.
How many... So he decided to sign with them?
Yeah.
So that means...
to, like, continue Kobe's legacy or whatever.
So that means Bronny would have been born in Cleveland, right?
Yeah,
he would have. Bryce would have been born in Cleveland, too.
Yeah.
And then their youngest daughter might have actually been born in Miami, I think. How old is she, like?
I think that's too far back.
All right, I'll look up how old she is. She's, like... I think she's, like, 14 or 13.
I don't even think she's that old yet.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. Let's see how old she is.
She's like somewhere in the. She's younger than 14.
Zuri James is. She was born in October of 2014.
So like 11?
Yeah. So she would have been born in Miami. Do you remember when LeBron came back to the Cavs? The date on that?
The date? Why do I know the date?
I don't know. I'm just testing your ball knowledge here. You don't?
I can tell you like the Lakers starting lineup before LeBron, I think.
All right. Tell me right now.
It was Lonzo, and then it was Josh Hart.
Oh,
Brennan Ingram.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. Was JaVale McGee in there?
I think that was later. And then they had, this is like a pull if I.
Ivica Zubac.
And then it was Julius Randle.
Okay.
Oh, it was Zubac. Yeah.
Didn't he sign with the Clippers in like 2018?
Yeah.
Dang, that's ball knowledge right there. Where'd he go? Where'd he go, man? Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
All right. Can you name this? Can you name the lineup for the NBA Finals? I think I can do it. Okay, well, let me do it.
Go ahead.
Danny Green.
Yep.
LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis. JaVale McGee. Power forward.
I don't know if he or Dwight started. We'll go with JaVale.
Okay, so let me start over. Danny Green. Mm-hmm. LeBron James. Anthony Davis. KCP.
Mm-hmm.
And JaVale McGee.
There you go.
Danny Green is what they needed.
Yeah,
Danny Green is the sharpshooter that LeBron needed on the Lakers. I mean, I'm serious. That's what he needed on the team
to
be.
He's like an off-brand Clay.
He's a less athletic Clay Thompson for sure. And but yeah, man. So who besides LeBron? Who's your favorite Laker of all time?
I mean, I'd say Kobe, but like I didn't see him play. So like,
rest in peace. By the way, rest in peace.
Like, I didn't see most of them. Like, LeBron is... My favorite Laker is going to be Luka, if it's not LeBron.
What about... I'm trying to think of some, like, underrated Lakers. About Alex Caruso. Underrated.
Oh, yes.
Underrated headband, Laker.
Headband boy.
Underrated. Headband. Bro looks like he's homeless.
He won a ring with the Lakers and now the Thunder, too.
Yep. You know, it's crazy. He actually started with the Thunder.
Mm-hmm. Caruso.
Can you name the... Well, let's see if we can name maybe a lineups here. Can you name the Chicago Bulls starting lineup, Game 7 of 1998?
1998?
I think I can do it.
I couldn't tell you the point guard.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Actually played for the Lakers, Ron Harper.
Oh. Okay, MJ, Pippen.
Yep.
Rodman.
Mm-hmm. Ron Harper, the point guard.
I don't know who was Horace Grant.
Nope, he was gone by then. He was there for the first three.
I don't remember the who.
Luke Longley.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. All right. I remember from the Last Dance, but like I wouldn't.
All right, so it was.
I wouldn't have pulled
that. Ron Harper, MJ, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Luke Longley, and Steve Kerr was a dog. Shout out Steve Kerr, great coach, great shooter. Remember that time in practice, MJ punched him. Bro was just like, I've had enough of you, Steve. Get away from me. Hey, get this cougar away from me, Steve. But yeah, man. Okay, let me think of another one. Oh, Thunder starting lineup when KD was there.
Like in the finals?
Yep, against the Heat.
Russ?
Yep.
Was Harden starting by that time?
I think so.
Harden, KD,
yep.
Serge Ibaka.
Mm-hmm. Who was the other? No, Nick Collison.
Yep.
Nick Collison, yep. All right, let's do the 2008 Boston Celtics.
2008. Rajon.
Yep.
Ray Allen.
Yep.
Paul Pierce.
Yep.
Kevin Garnett.
Yep.
And.
Was it?
I'm seeing him.
Allen?
Oh, I know. It was. Oh, he's always talking about like LeBron and the Lakers.
Oh, Kendrick Perkins.
Yes, Kendrick Perkins.
Yep, Kendrick Perkins.
He's always talking about his little ring that he got. Like
Kendrick Perkins.
He had no role in that, bro.
All he was there for is just sitting there and grabbing rebounds. He's like, bro, you didn't do anything. Support,
bro.
Yo, bounce out Perkins' forehead.
Like, he's always talking about Kevin Durant, too. Like, about, because, like, they were on the same team in OKC.
Shaq might have actually been on that team.
Maybe.
Yo, Chuck, come help me something, man. Bro, when him and Charles Barkley just get mad at each other on NBA and TNT, it's the most funniest. Have you seen him with the water bottle thing? Like him drinking the water bottle. You haven't seen that with Shaq?
Yeah.
He like it's like a thing like this big. And he's just like crunching it down and. Yo, Chuck, come on, man, go get me something right there. Chuck, this ain't funny, man. Come on now, this ain't funny. Oh, I don't think that's funny. Yeah, man, that's. All right, let's do. Do you got another NBA lineup that you can think of? I'm trying to think of. Oh, 2018 Cavs.
2018. Well, that was poverty. Was J.R. Smith still there? He had to be.
Remember those?
Yep. J.R. Smith.
Wait. Was that 2018 when he dribbled the ball out and he like didn't know what
game
he?
Game one.
How do you not know what the time is on that? Like, bro, how?
J.R. Smith. I think it was Matthew Dellavedova.
Dog from St. Mary's College.
LeBron.
Yep. Was Kyrie was on the Celtics.
It was on the Celtics by then. 2018. They had like, I think LeBron was playing like power forward for real.
He could play all five positions. Yeah. It was LeBron.
Yeah.
Matthew Dellavedova, however you say it.
J.R. Smith.
And there's two more. Who are the. Oh, Richard Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
I hate that dude. Not hate, but I dislike him. Remember the Jamal Murray thing?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Don't you ever say that.
Don't you ever speak
to me like that. Again.
Like, what?
What? Who the heck are you talking to? Yeah. I'm talking to you, young man. Yeah, man.
The Cavaliers 2016 lineup. Kyrie.
Yep.
Was it still Matthew?
Was it Iman Shumpert?
Oh, Iman Shumpert.
Yep.
Knowledge.
Okay. Bron. So it was Kyrie, Iman Shumpert, Melty Dova, LeBron, and Tristan Thompson.
Yep.
There we go. Yep. That's ball right there. I think Tristan Thompson was on 2018 too. So
yeah.
2018 was LeBron, Matthew Dellavedova, Iman Shumpert, J.R. Smith, and Richard Jefferson. That's
a bums. How did he?
Oh,
how did he carry the
Richard Jefferson
finals?
Oh, do you know where Richard Jefferson went to college?
Nah,
Arizona. That's ball knowledge right there. All right, give me some some players real quick, and I'll tell you where they went to college.
I gotta give you like low tier players.
Yeah, low tier players.
Let me see.
Because superstars are too easy. I can get that easily.
Where did Tobias Harris go?
Tennessee.
Max Christie.
Michigan State. Well, actually, he went to Roaring Meadows High School, and then he went to Michigan State.
Moses Moody.
Arkansas.
Sadiq Bey.
Villanova. I remember him at Villanova. He was a decent player.
AJ Green.
You and I, baby.
Shout out.
Shout out you and I. Only NBA player from you and I.
Kevin Porter Jr.
USC.
Ron Holland.
G-League Ignite. He was going to go to Texas, but then he went to G-League Ignite.
Donovan Klingon.
UConn.
Luke Kennard.
North Carolina and Duke.
Draymond.
Michigan State.
Buddy Hield.
Oklahoma.
Brooke Lopez.
Stanford. He played with his twin brother, Robin Lopez at Stanford.
Steven Adams.
Pitt. Oh, Pittsburgh, yeah.
Warren Clayton Jr.
Who?
Warren Clayton Jr.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
Oh, Florida. Yeah. Florida.
He's one.
You kind of like mumbled, yeah. So I didn't.
Ace Bailey.
Rutgers.
Jackson Hayes.
Texas. You know what's crazy? Here's a ball fact for you. His dad actually played football at Iowa, Jonathan Hayes, which is kind of crazy.
Okay, last one. This is for all the marbles. Luka Garza.
Bro, come on, bro. You got to give me something harder than that. Come on.
I was going further down. Hold on. Let me go all the way down for you.
You're going all the way down to the very bottom of the list.
I'm going to get someone averaging like a 1 point.
Okay. See if I know this.
Let's see. I don't even know these players. Jameer Young, I know him. You don't know that one?
Wait. I know it's a Big Ten school. Uh-huh. I'm either thinking Maryland or Penn State. I think it's Penn State. Penn State.
It's Maryland.
No! No!
Oh, my God.
No, I had it.
We got to study up.
No. Dude, I should have said Maryland because I remember his name in the Big Ten. No. All right, give me one more. This is for it. This is for
all the marbles.
Dude, right. No. I had that. No, I was thinking Maryland.
Hold on. I got two more. Okay, right. Johnny Juzang.
UCLA.
Yep. And then...
You know what's great?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, never mind.
I'm trying to find someone that, like... I can verify. Chaz Lanier. He's a rookie.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
You got this one.
Okay. Are they... They're not in Big Ten.
Are they in the SEC? I think I know this one. Is it Florida?
Mm-mm.
Alabama?
Mm-mm. Oh, my gosh. You got to study up on these rookies.
Oh, my God. Okay. Did he transfer from somewhere?
Or I don't know, actually. He...
Oh, wait.
I guess. Yeah, he...
Tennessee.
I would... Yep.
God.
He transferred from North Florida.
Who? All right. Give me another player. I got to get
you
one
gotta,
right.
You got to end on a...
I got to get somebody right. Come on.
Let's see. Isaiah Livers.
Michigan.
That was too easy. I got to end you on like a hard one that you're going to get.
Yeah. For sure.
Chris Paul's averaging 2 points.
What?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
There's no way I'm seeing you down
what
here,
team?
Chris.
What team?
He's on the Clippers.
Bro, he's no back way. With the Clippers?
There's no way I'm seeing you down here, Chris.
Bro, Chris Paul, what is going on, bro? Are you just that bad or what?
Can't believe this.
Hey, that guy that was here on Friday is kind of probably going to be disappointed about how about his Wake Forest player is playing bad in the NBA. What was that guy's name again?
It was Doctor. I don't.
Let's just call him Doctor.
Doctor.
Yeah, Doctor. Doctor. Your Wake Forest alum Chris Paul is going to be very. You should be disappointed at Chris Paul how he's playing right now.
Tyler Kulik.
Marquette.
There you go.
Bam. All right. So, what are your thoughts on this year's NBA draft class? Like, what are your just overall like viewpoints? Because obviously, you know, like Cooper Flagg's leading the lane, yeah. But like, what are your just thoughts on like this overall class?
I think
like,
they're low key.
I mean, they got some good players, but like, there's nobody like there's not like a game changer like Cooper Flagg and Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. But like
Dylan Harper is decent. VJ Edgecombe's really good.
Oh,
he's doing.
Really,
he's a dog.
He is.
Konka Nipple, like they're all holding their own. Like they're doing their jobs and like what they need to
I
do.
Think Konka Nipple's like a poor man's version of Klay Thompson. Like I think he's like, or he's like a Grady Dick too. Like he's like a poor man's version. Like not as good as a shooter as Klay Thompson, but I think he's like a Klay Thompson in the way that I watch him play. I just
he
think
has
that,
skills somewhere in there.
Yeah. But dude, what are your thoughts on Klay Thompson? Like he hasn't been good since the injury. Like ever since his injury, he just has gone downhill. Do you see something where he might sign with the Lakers?
Nah. He should.
I mean, his dad played for him. Literally, and his brother plays for the Dodgers, I think.
Perfect. Like, perfect. He can win a ring with Steph and then LeBron.
Yeah, like, he should.
Players of his generation.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So what's just so what are your thoughts on who do you think will win Coach of the Year for NFL this year? Like,
the NFL?
Yeah.
It's gonna be like
Shane Steichen
for the Bulls.
Or Mike Vrabel.
Or
Ben Johnson.
Is Mike Vrabel the Patriots coach? I think he's up there.
What about Ben Johnson, my guy?
He could.
I love Ben Johnson so much.
I say he's like top four.
I literally wake up and I love Ben Johnson so much. Like the way
Wait, you said Shane Steichen?
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
For the Colts. Bro, Daniel Jones is so awkwardly weird, bro. Like, have you seen an interview with him? With Daniel Jones? He's like, what's going on here? Like, he's just weird. Like, you know who he was like in college with the same time as? He was in college the same time as Brandon Ingram. At Duke. You know he played with Jameson Crowder at Duke, which is kind of cool. And all right, give me a player. I'll tell you who their college coach was.
You can do that?
Yeah, yep. At ball knowledge.
You want like deep players or
like people that like I know? Tim Tebow, Brady Quinn, you know, it doesn't matter what sport.
Jahmyr Gibbs. Oh, you're gonna know that one.
Well, I think his coach at Georgia Tech was Brent Key and his coach at Alabama was Nick Saban.
Jonathan Taylor.
Paul Chris.
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Ryan Day.
Drake May.
Mac Brown. Come on, man. That's
Josh Allen.
Craig Bohl.
How do you even know that? Like, didn't he go to like Wyoming?
Yeah.
Why do you know the Wyoming coach?
Because I do.
Like Caleb Williams.
Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma and at USC.
Baker Mayfield.
Bob Stoops and Lincoln Riley.
Breece Hall.
Oh man, I hate saying this. Matt Campbell.
Dak Prescott.
I know this one. Dan Mullen.
Jamar Chase.
Ed Orgeron. Go Tigers, baby.
Best team ever.
Yeah, best team ever, 100%.
Derrick Henry.
Nick Saban.
Obviously. Ashton Jeanty.
Oh, my God. I know he's a young coach.
I couldn't tell you who it is.
I don't know either. I know he's a younger coach. I don't know where I know his name, to be honest with you.
Like, if I told you his name, would you know?
Probably.
Spencer Danielson?
Yeah. I mean, I know he was a young coach, yeah, but like,
I don't even know.
All right, give me some other guys.
Trevor Lawrence.
Dabo Sweeney.
Jackson Dart.
Lane Kiffin.
Tyler Warren.
James Franklin. This is too easy, bro.
Romo Odunze.
Kalen DeBoer.
Miles Garrett.
I'm Miles Garrett, Texan. Oh my God, Texan M. Jimbo Fisher. Wait, yeah, Jimbo Fisher.
Nico Collins.
Jim Harbaugh.
Nick Chubb.
Kirby Smart.
Spencer Rattler.
Lincoln Riley and Shane Beamer.
Dan Daniels.
Arizona State, it was oh my God. I know at LSU was Brian Kelly. And Arizona State was Herm Edwards.
That's all I got for you. Stop loading.
What about what about like Tim Tebow?
I don't know the Urban Meyer. Coach. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was at Florida?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that.
Colston Loveland.
Jim Harbaugh. He went to Michigan.
Damn right. All right, do NBA players now. I'll tell you who their coach was. You'll be surprised about how I know all this stuff.
Shay. Wait, he went to like
John Calipari.
Yeah. I need to make sure I don't give you like freaking Giannis because he didn't. You know what I'm
saying? Steph Curry.
Curry.
Bob McKillop.
Cade.
Who?
Cade Cunningham.
Mike Boynton.
Scotty Barnes.
Leonard Hamilton.
Jalen Brunson.
Jay Wright.
RJ Barrett.
Coach K.
James Harden.
I don't know, dude. You're gonna have to look it up. Look up 2009 Arizona State basketball roster.
You want the roster?
Or like, no, the coach, because then that will tell you who the coach is.
It's Herb Sendek.
Who?
He was replaced by Bobby Hurley in 2015.
Oh, Bobby. That's Dan Hurley's brother.
That's his brother?
Yeah.
John Morant.
Oh, my God. Will Wade.
Drew Holiday.
Where did he go? Did he go to UCLA? Steve Alford.
Why do you know that?
Because I do.
That's wrong. I looked it up.
Wait, what?
Ben Howland.
Oh. I've gotten like more than 50%.
You could probably just tell me a coach and I wouldn't know if it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant.
Rick Barnes, who's now at Tennessee.
Stephon Castle.
Dan Hurley, Bobby Hurley's brother.
Andrew Wiggins.
Bill Self. Go Rock Chalk Jayhawk, baby.
Bam Adebayo.
Go John Calipari.
And Austin Reeves.
Coach?
Yes.
K. Come on, give me some more. Yeah, Coach K. He played for Duke.
Austin Reeves?
Oh, Austin Reeves.
Austin.
Austin Reeves played for Lon Kruger at Oklahoma.
He played for two, I think.
Yeah, Wichita State. I don't know who it was at Wichita State, but
I wouldn't know.
Oklahoma was Lon Kruger.
Okay.
Give me some more players. Come on. I can do this all day.
Dylan Harper.
Steve Peichel.
Chris Middleton.
Mark Turgeon.
Walter Clayton Jr.
Todd Golden.
Lou Dort.
I think it was Bobby Hurley, I think.
Keegan Murray.
Fran McCaffrey.
Benedict Mathurin.
Tommy Lloyd.
Chris Paul.
Dude, the guy told me the coach the other day. I forget his name. I don't even know. As long as I get 50%, that's all I
think you're above that. Chris Paul college coach was Skip Prosser.
Oh, yeah, he said Skip Prosser.
Mm-hmm. Trace Jackson Davis.
Oh, my God, what was his name? Mike Woodson.
Gary Payton the second. Do you know where he went to college?
Oregon State. Yeah, like his dad.
Why did you whisper that to me? I have no idea.
What's his name?
I was going to say. He said Steve Kerr. I was like, I know he didn't
get that is not his college coach, bro. Quit lying.
Craig Robinson at Oregon State.
The actor? The actor? I don't know.
Jeremy Sohan.
Scott Drew.
Bronny James.
Oh my God, dude. I need another stuff. I need to go home and just study. I know he went to USC, obviously. I don't know who the coach was.
Is it like still? Hold on. I'll look it up.
Oh, it's not Eric Musselman, is it? I don't think it was Eric.
Andy Enfield.
You don't know who that is.
Oh. He left USC to become the head coach at SMU.
Oh, I don't know who that is, but
Matisse Thybulle.
He went to Washington, I know that. Dude, I don't know, man.
Julian Strother.
Mark Few.
Derek Lively.
Coach K.
Brennan Miller.
Nate Oates.
Mac McClung.
Okay, so his coach was, oh my God, was he on that? Was Mac McClung on that 2019 Texas Tech Final Four team.
Yeah.
Who was the coach? Chris Beard.
Yep. And then he played for another team before that.
Georgetown.
Yep.
The coach was, wasn't John Thompson. He was dead. Oh, Patrick Ewing.
All knowledge.
Patrick Ewing, duh.
Okay, that's all I got.
Come on, give me some more.
Oh, we're done.
No.
We're done.
Go home and study. How about women? Women. Women's college basketball here.
Go home and study.
What? No, no, no. Give me some women's college basketball players here real quick. All right. I mean, no, no. Give me.
Asia.
Oh, like where she went to college and her coach? South Carolina, Don Staley.
Nafisa Collier.
Gino Auriemma in UConn.
Aaliyah Boston.
Don Staley in South Carolina.
Paige.
Gino Auriemma in UConn.
Chelsea Gray.
Duke. I don't know who her coach was.
Natasha Howard.
Florida State.
Andrew Reese.
Oh, my God. Maryland, unfortunately, played for Brenda Fries. And at LSU, she played for Kim Mulkey.
Lexi Hull.
Stanford. Played for Tara Vanderveer.
Arike Ogunbowale.
You know her brother plays for the Texans?
Uh-huh.
Daryl Kumawale.
I had him on my fantasy team.
How?
He didn't even play. It was like a 32 man, so I had to pick him up.
You did?
Yeah.
He's actually not that bad. He's solid.
He actually had a good game last year. Like he
is,
had,
he
like,
still, is he still with the Texans?
I think so.
She played for Muffet McGraw and Ewing in Notre Dame.
She hit that game winner, right?
Yep, against Mississippi State. Yep.
Anissa Morrow.
DePaul played for Doug Bruno. And LSU played for Kim Mulkey.
Dana Evans.
I don't know who that is.
Dejanay Carrington.
She went to Stanford, right? She didn't go to Stanford?
I have no idea.
Look it up. I think she went
who to... Who did I say? Dejanay Carrington?
I think she went to Stanford.
Kim Mulkey but did she at go to, Baylor.
She went to Baylor?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sophie Cunningham.
Missouri.
Kate Martin.
Iowa with Lisa Booter.
J.C. Sheldon.
Ohio State and it was Kevin something was their coach. I don't remember his last name.
Haley Jones.
Tara Vanderveer in Stanford.
Lucy Olsen.
She played for Villanova at first, and then she went to Iowa. I don't know who her coach was at Villanova. Coach at Iowa was Jan Jensen.
Sydney Colson.
She went to Texas A&M. I don't know who her coach was, but.
Okay, I'll leave you on a big one. Haley Van Lith.
Come on, bro. That's easy. Louisville, don't know who her coach was. Then she went to LSU and played for Kim Mulkey. And should have gone to Iowa, but went to TCU. And I don't know who the coach was there.
They would have won the chip with her.
Oh. 100%. Could you imagine a team of Sydney Fulter, Taylor McCabe, Hannah Stolke, Haley Van Lith. That team was winning the Natty regardless, bro. But who do you think in MLB will win the chip next year? Just give me your early season predictions here.
Early season prediction. I got.
Did you see some Japanese guy got posted to the MLB? Yeah. What's his name?
I don't even know. He like leads the league in home runs or whatever.
The Japanese league in home runs.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I got. It depends on like what everyone signs for real.
Dodgers are just gonna keep signing everybody. I mean, they're not gonna go away from that.
They need to have like a strike,
bro. They need to have a shutout. They need to have a salary cap just like the NFL does in the NBA.
I'm gonna say the Mets.
The Mets win it all over the Dodgers. You think the Mets win it over the Dodgers?
They got this.
Why do you think that?
They just have like their first year together wasn't all too good. They didn't even make the playoffs. But like Juan Soto, Francisco Lindor,
Pete Alonso
are like all MVP candidates. They can all be MVP candidates.
So you know what's crazy is that who would have thought Juan Soto would be on the Padres, Yankees, and Mets in a span of like 5 years. Nationals fans thought, okay, he's going to be here forever. He's going to be our franchise guy. Nope. Like when he got traded to the Padres, I was like, what is going on? Like, why would you, again, like a Baker Mayfield situation and a Luka Doncic situation, why would you trade away your best player? I don't understand. And you wonder why the Nationals are not good now, because you traded him away for absolutely nothing. Like, yeah, man. I mean, I don't know if I'm biased. I think I'm gonna pick the Dodgers to win. I just don't see them losing. I mean,
back to back to back.
Yeah, history. Then they're gonna become a. I tell people all the time, once you win three, I think you're a dynasty. Then once you win three,
like you have to win up three in a row, or just three?
No, like three. I think once you win three, you're a dynasty. The Dodgers are officially a dynasty now, because they won one in 2020, 2024, and now this year in 2025. So yeah, I think that once you win, that much, I think that you're a dynasty, and yeah. So. But yeah, man, that's all I got. So yeah, shout out Theo Evans too. Hopefully that your team had a good year, and you play for Theo. Just what are your overall impressions of Theo? What do you like about him?
Guy.
What makes him a great guy? What makes him?
He's just like, he's always gonna be there for you. He's always gonna like understand your problems.
Yep.
You can go to him for anything. Like even if you were having trouble in math class, he would try to be there.
Shout out Theo Evans, man. What a great dude he is. And we need to get Theo on the show. You need to call Theo up and say, Theo, come get on the Campus Chronicle.
You need to come to DMAC.
Do you know where he played college football at? Did he play anywhere?
College?
Yeah.
He went somewhere, yeah.
You don't know where he went or but yeah, man. Theo Evans.
Recruited somewhere.
Obviously, I mean, he's Theo Evans. I mean, why would you not recruit him?
Even out of Hoover, he got recruited.
Do you know if he went to high school with Jeremy Hellickson?
What year did he graduate?
I think Hellickson graduated in 2011.
He graduated in 2013. So they were
damn, he's young. So he graduated college in 2017. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Wait, no. He graduated in 2013
from college.
Like
high school.
Like Jeremy Hellickson graduated from college in 2011.
No, high school.
Yeah, so Theo was class of 2013 in Hoover.
Yeah, so you graduated college 2017.
Yeah.
That's young.
Oh, I thought you were talking, yeah.
But yeah, man, great dude. Great dude, Theo Evans, and I wish him nothing but the best, man. And
he played college football at Merrimack.
Wait,
that's not him. Wait, yeah, it is. They just have the wrong picture. look at the like Facebook picture that they have right there. That is not Theo.
Wait, that is not Theo.
Let me see this. You have to like click on it, but like that is not Theo. Yeah.
Look at this dude.
He
looks so weird, bro.
What a goat.
The goat, Theo Evans.
Shout out Theo Evans, man. Goat. What a goat he is. Was he the track coach too? Was he assistant?
Yeah, he was like an assistant. Like
what did he coach? What did he coach? Sprints coach? Bro, Theo would probably threw shot put in high school, bro. He was not a sprints coach, bro. No hate on you, Theo. Not hating. But yeah, man, shout out Theo Evans. Great dude. And yeah, we gotta get him on. We gotta make it a goal to get him on here sometime, man. And yeah. So to end, go Wolves, baby. I wanna see every single Wolves fan at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. I want to see you guys there. Be loud. Show the team who's better. We play against Liberty. Go Wolves, baby. Hawkeyes play against USC at 2:30 on Saturday. Let's hope they get a win here. And let's keep it going. Good to be a Wolves fan. And Bears play against the Vikings at 12 o'clock. At US Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Go Bears, go Hawkeyes, go Wolves, and let's have a week.
That's all you got for us?
Yep.
See you guys next time.
See you guys next time. Peace.
Man, another great episode, man.